From Feature Story News in Washington, I'm Rebecca Foster. President Obama is reportedly preparing to place some restraints on the use of electronic surveillance by U.S. government agencies. He's due to unveil his proposals in a speech at the U.S. Justice Department in Washington on Friday. Simon Marks reports.
The president's speech is much anticipated and comes after months of revelations by fugitive whistleblower Edward Snowden. For weeks, Mr. Obama has said he wants to strike a new balance between privacy and national security. Newspaper reports indicate he'll place limits on access to telephone records that are being collected in bulk by the government, call for privacy safeguards for non-US citizens, including leaders of foreign nations, and appoint a public advocate to represent privacy concerns at hearings of a secret intelligence court. A presidential review panel wanted him to go much further, but the White House seems poised to balance the outrage of civil libertarians against the desires of America's national security establishment.
Meanwhile, news broke that the U.S. National Security Agency has implanted software on nearly 100,000 computers worldwide, allowing them to spy on those machines. That's according to a report in the New York Times. The newspaper quoted NSA documents, computer experts, and U.S. officials to back up its claims, saying that the secret technology uses radio waves to gain access to computers that other countries have tried to protect from spying or cyber attacks. It says the same software could also be used to create a digital highway for launching cyber attacks. Western and Gulf Arab states have offered $1.4 billion to support United Nations aid efforts in the war-torn nation of Syria. The pledge comes in response to an appeal for $6.5 billion from UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon, the largest in UN history. From New York, Iris Spitzer has more.
United Nations aid efforts in Syria received a boost at a donors' conference in Kuwait, with Western and Gulf states promising $2.4 billion in relief money. The largest donations will come from Kuwait, who promised $500 million, and the United States, who announced a contribution of $380 million. Last month, United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon said that $6.5 billion was needed to provide medical care, food, water, and shelter to Syrian refugees and civilians who have suffered under a devastating civil war that has lasted almost 3 years. Ban also said that he hoped that the peace talks set to begin in Switzerland on January 22nd will bring the Syrian government and opposition leaders to the negotiating table.
Israel's defense minister has apologized for calling U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry obsessive and messianic. The U.S. State Department had expressed its surprise and anger that Israel would say such a thing in regard to John Kerry's quest for Middle East peace. From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN. Russian lawmakers are proposing a new bill tightening security and control in many spheres, including the internet, online payments, and information exchange on the web. It would also give the country's security services the right to stop and search vehicles and individuals suspected of terrorism. Here's Daria Bondarchuk from Moscow.
Several bills are proposed under wider umbrella anti-terrorism law, increasing punishment for terrorism-related activities. One package controlling money transfers may put under government control all individual online transfers over $30,000 with an obligatory ID check for both senders and recipients of online payments. Another bill would oblige companies and individuals posting information or involved in data exchange online to store all logs for 6 months and allow the security services to access them if requested. That, critics of the law warn, would include mass media and social networks, email exchange services, data hosting and file sharing storages. The third package would allow Russia's Federal Security Service to stop anyone suspected of involvement in terrorism and check their vehicles and belongings. Human rights activists have slammed the legislators' initiative as an attempt to introduce total surveillance and control over the society.
And the level of piracy at sea has dropped to its lowest level in 6 years, showing a 40% drop since the height of piracy in Somalia in 2011. Dan Whitehead reports from London.
According to the International Maritime Bureau, the single biggest reason for the drop in worldwide piracy is the decrease in Somali piracy off the coast of East Africa. There were only 15 incidents off Somalia last year. That's compared to 237 back in 2011. The IMB's annual Global Piracy Report says more than 300 people were taken hostage at sea in 2013 and 21 were injured, mostly with knives or guns. Indonesia saw the most attacks, accounting for more than 50% of all incidents.
And that's the latest Feature Story news. Rebecca Foster reporting.